Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to the Dad Time Out Show. We are just four dads with 12 kids between us, and we all, oddly enough or not, work in the entertainment industry. We're not experts, but we listen to them, we react to them, and we share what we've learned. There's a little pop culture, a lot of parenting, laughter, and experience. Use the other 23 hours a day to do life, but for this, put the ears on. Come hang out with us. It's a place to put your feet up or down, or if you're exercising, driving, or food shopping, or something like that. Today, we'll have all your favorite segments, including super shout-outs, where we'll be celebrating our 700th follower. Also, we'll be doing more of a back-to-school theme tonight as kids are going back to school around the country. Amen to that. And also, our Smart Articles by Smart People segment, we'll be talking about how to get more energy out of your day. 15 tips to get more energy out of your day. We'll be doing our parent quiz, a little bit of would you rathers, and finally, we always wrap up with things that make us smile. Speaking of things that make me smile, there's a guy with a new haircut hanging out with me in the studios. What's your name, sir?
Well, my name is Landon.
Landon, since you are getting ready to go back to school, how about you give me a nice, good old joke about going back to school?
Why do magicians do so well in school?
Why do magicians do so well in school? Well, I just don't know.
Because they're good at trick questions.
They're good at trick questions. High five. All right, I want you to go back on Monday when you go start school and tell every single teacher in your school that. Good?
I will.
All right, perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dad Time Out Show coming up next.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Time Out Show.
All right, here they are coming around the corner like Olympic athletes that they are. It's the lead summer mode.
Bum, 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 bum. Clink, clank.
Welcome clank, clank. To the backyard. Welcome to the Dad Time Out Show.
I love it here.
Thank you. Thank
Ben
you
and for Chris.
So having us. Thanks for having us.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves for our listening audience?
My name is Benjamin Winter. I do this including raising three kids, three businesses, you know, whatever.
All right. Ben's also a musician, singer, songwriter for those of you keeping score. Chris? Mm-hmm.
I'm Chris then with two daughters, and I guess I'm the crazy overbearing tiger dad.
Tiger dad.
I like that.
And your daughters won some serious golf this week. I want to get to that. I'm MK. I'll be your tour guide. There's one corner, one base on the diamond missing tonight, Mark, and he's in Monterey, California with family. So we hope he's having a great time down there. It's a little foggy here on the coast.
Mm-hmm. Like
it's
it.
Nice.
Bring it. A good night though,
it's
right?
It's warm fog, like it. You said.
It's warm fog.
Yeah, I like it.
We've got a great show ahead of tonight. We're going to talk about our 700th follower. What? Drum roll. Yeah, wow. We're climbing and creeping and climbing. We're even climbing up some charts. That's pretty fun to watch. Our tweets of the week kind of all revolve around. I'm just giving the guys the debriefing right here live. We're going to get a lot of with the back to school action. Mm. We're going to ignore everything that's going on out there because you don't come here for that. You come here for light. You come here for comedy. You come here from some experience and parent talk, the best we can do because we're not the best dads, but we try to be and we try to figure it out. So we're going to keep it light and fun on the school front, gentlemen. I think I made a rhyme there. And then 15, here you go, guys. This will lighten your mood. 15 ways to get more energy out of your day. Speaking of that, can I do a little humble brag here?
Please. That's soap or something. Please do.
Better Feels soap, grapefruit, and mint leaves.
Yeah, you're really on the soap kick.
Hey,
yeah,
you're really big on the soap.
Yeah. Yes, I'm very big on the soap. Squatch, as you know, we love Squatch, but this company liked us on the gram, And you know me, I'm all about something new. So I just clicked and I clicked the link tree and I clicked this and I clicked that. And before I knew it, I had a bar of soap in my mailbox. I'm excited about it.
So that's like, hey, check us out, like sponsor.
Yeah, no, not, they're not, well, gonna, okay. I don't want them. Well, they, of course they can, but I'm just giving them love because I think it's a fabulous product.
Man first soap. Of all. I love man soap.
It is. At Dad and Matter on Instagram. But yeah, that's we'll talk about soaps later.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
We should make a section on soap every
and
time.
And then we're going to change week. It up from Would You Rathers into a little bit more thought-provoking stuff tonight. And then I've got a quiz tonight for you gentlemen. From 1953, we're going to talk about school supplies and see what we can extract knowledge-wise.
Oh, wow. Number two pencils and such?
Yes, well, it's kind of a back-to-school
what was
episode.
That voice?
That was the
Scooby-Doo villain.
Was that a principal?
That was the Elmer Glue voice from a commercial in 1953.
Elmer
Glue.
Wow. Not obscure at all.
Well, we appreciate you coming in both to the Backyard Studios, and we appreciate all our listeners. Follow us on the Gram, Facebook, Twitter, all the good places, and like or subscribe. Had to plug that in there. Didn't have the ordinary pre show, but it's coming. But right now, I just want to go to our super shout out. Speaking of Instagram, we've had a fun week. We hit our 700th follower. I'll talk about that wonderful person at the end. But I want to give a shout out to @DadHousePodcast. They're great guys, great podcast. Shannon, who's on the podcast, is a friend of the show's. And they actually, I didn't know you could do this either, but they pocket dialed us on Instagram.
What?
Somehow, that my phone was ringing today, and it said, @DadHousePodcast. I didn't pick it up because I was kind of weirded out. But then he pinged me and said, I'm sorry, I pocket dialed you. So podcast, whatever. Okay. @TheDadPlaybook, very, very great Instagram account. @ParentNormal. I really enjoy. He's an extraordinary father and writer, and he has a great Instagram page. And wait for it, an Etsy store.
Oh, wow.
Of what?
I'm all
what
about
do you
the
say,
Etsy.
What do you sell?
Like really cool gear. Parent gear, like cool t-shirts, like all that stuff. So @ParentNormal, @PG-ish Parenting, PG-ish Parenting. We've had a lot of really nice interactions with her. She has a podcast as well. I really enjoyed @DrKatherineSchmidt. Catherine spelled C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T. She's got a tremendous Instagram page with a lot of great tips on taking on anxiety on a daily basis, among any things. And she's from right here in the Bay Area, San Francisco, to be exact. So I had some interactions with her this week. She's great. @TiedToTheTaylors, T-I-E-D, #2, The Taylors. It's a great website and really good family-friendly and family-centric blog to boot. So they're a lot of fun. And finally, Michelle Eichard, a parenting author, also Today Show parenting contributor, NBC News Learn, and she's a tremendous parenting resource.
Oh, yeah.
So as we talk about all this stuff, I like to reciprocate, like, thank yous, great articles, or I'll repost and stuff like that. So we get a lot of reciprocity out there on the social media. But the drum roll is, don't drum your roll because you're wired. But the 700th follower is.
Who is it?
We're up to 704 now, yo.
Oh, jeez.
Ellie Norris Ryder.
Hey,
Ellie Norris, Norris, Ryder. She's a tremendous writer, great Instagram page, and also a contributor to Today Show Parenting.
Wow.
And look at the hat. What does the T stand for?
Tennessee.
She's from Tennessee, which is where I'm flying out to Saturday afternoon. TENNESSEE, Tennessee.
Did we decide to
but
give?
But both she and Michelle Eichard are delightful fountains.
So she gets
of
the DTO merch.
That's what I was going to say. We were going to give some, like every 100.
Was it 100?
Every 100th.
Yeah. I can only afford 1,000th.
Hey, no, like I said, I've got a lot of Benjamin Winter CDs. We can have all of them.
Well,
we got five on.
We got to give something, right? I'll send. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. Well, let's do that. So keep following us. Tell your friends, and if you land on number, if your caller 697, you'll win a Benjamin Winter CD and
CD. Yeah, and if you have to reach out to us and ask for it. That's the only.
There you go. All right, coming up, the big show and parent tweets of the week, back to school edition, coming up next.
Time now for the tweets of the week. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
All right, it's time for parent tweets of the week, and it's kind of funny with this because I looked for a theme, and when I started Googling stuff, it gave me ones from 4 years, 5 years back that are still golden today.
Timeless.
Timeless
of course,
tweets.
Of course.
Well, let me tell you who they're from, and you'll understand why they're timeless.
Simon C. Holland.
Number one, Simon C. Holland says, parent tweets of the week, at Simon C. Holland. Dad, will you help me with this? Dash, my daughter showing me her summer reading list on the day before she goes back to school. Mm. I'm dealing with it all right now. Have you ever dealt with it?
Oh, yeah.
Procrastination.
Yeah.
It kills us. I don't know how to feel it. Like, I'm torn because part of me says kids should play. They should free their minds. They should do. Ben probably say this. Yeah. They should be out being agrarian. They should be out shooting arrows and throwing axes.
Playing in the dirt.
They shouldn't have to read all summer.
Not me.
But then the other side of me is like, right. You got to keep the wheels going and the synapses crackling. And just reading anything, I don't mind what it is. But when you get into the older grades, and you're not there yet, but you get the assigned readings for the summer and the reports. And all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the little guy has about, 10 math sheets, nothing major, and then one book of anything, one scientific book of anything, and whatever. But, yeah, they will wait, and they are in they're in Nashville right now. They're going to come back. There's going to be 8 days left, and I guarantee we are going to be the night before school.
Yep. Cramming 8 books.
Yeah, cramming
10
books.
Math sheets.
But, I mean, what if they – don't do it. I mean, it's summer.
You get in big trouble.
Oh,
your life is ruined.
Well, it gets real. Once you start climbing the ladder, it gets a little more real in academia. Man. All right. At Sarcastic Mommy says, another fan favorite. First day of school and my son already brought home a picture form and now I have to decide if I want a basic package or spend $200 and get his face on a hand towel.
Those things, that's, man, they get one. You every time. Dude, like, we have so many leftover photos from every year.
Every year.
We're like, we should not get this big old package. Who are we giving all these pictures to?
And nobody wants them.
You know, magnet we have. We have the magnets on the fridge. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, as a photographer, it doesn't get me because I hate photos, of course. You know,
as a photographer, you hate photos?
Pretty much. No. It's like
ladies and gentlemen, Ben Winter. Yeah. Photographer.
You want to hire me now, don't you? Right.
I certainly want to bring you to my party.
Right. The problem with photographers.
You just kick stuff around and grumble and then like raise your camera and shoot a picture.
Doesn't seem like he likes it.
It's art. No, I mean, we get one. We get one. Just
the 8x10 or something.
Well,
not even that big.
Yeah, just the whole thing's outdated. I mean,
I guess it is outdated.
No,
nowadays,
it's not.
Right?
Hold on, that's the one thing I'll argue for. Do not. We don't want pictures to live on the computer. It prints something, but you don't need to print 25.
But we've discussed this.
No, but you email the photos now.
Yes, and
they sit on the computer. Print it out.
Take a walk around my house. You'll see more printed out photos.
Put it on the
really.
Fridge.
I could have a kid's version of Applebee's. Mm-hmm. Instead of like random teams, just pictures of my kids doing every activity on planet Earth.
Yeah,
no, digital photography has not figured itself out. We're still in our first kind of, maybe our second generation, but we still don't know what to do with it, how to archive it, how to love it, how to like manifest it in like the image in our, like we would get think about it. We'd get a roll of film developed. It was so exciting to pick it up.
No, I
flip
remember
through
that,
them all.
Sure.
There was like maybe there, most of them
but
were
now
crappy.
Those are all gone or they've been water damaged.
And
I
then
can't
now,
find them.
Right.
Know?
But if you go through the photo album, right, you're sitting there on the shelf. Oh, I'm going to look at that. I did it yesterday. I picked
up
a photo
can't share
album
it with anybody. And when I try to move it, it like tears and it's all yellow and stuff.
Let me tell you how the modern world works.
Oh yeah. You. Okay. Go on.
So people typically put their best shot on the gram, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So now I can go to the gram through an algorithm and an app and literally say, hey, can you print all of 2020? And I can put in any keyword, any 2020 San Francisco, in an album, and it'll give me 20 selections.
Yeah.
And then I click that button, and then I click the next button, and then I get a bound photo album with all the glossy prints in a book.
Right.
Like, I'm just saying, I don't go to a dark room anymore with a red light bulb.
That's not my point. My point is that we need to have the physical, you know, like the physical print. Like, I think it's important to have those in the home and for the kids and to pass those on.
Sure.
And, you know, like, they're just going to live on hard drives and disappear and have 15 copies. I don't know. It drives me nuts. Like, I go constantly. I'm trying to wean it down and make it relevant to my life and memories. So
what is the difference, though, than you have 600 duplicate pictures in your kitchen drawer from all three kids year after year after year after year after year?
No, I'm extremely, you know, like, with we're very picky with it. So, like, you know, like, my favorites, we'll print them out once in a while. We'll make a folder of those, and we'll just, you know, have those printed out and get a little box of them and hang them around the house. I mean, but the ones that really evoke emotion, they don't have to be in focus or brilliant for any other reason than they evoke emotion. So, like, just throw away, please, please, everybody, throw away pictures that you don't love. They only muddle up the ones that you
do. I delete it. I hit the little trash can
on my
phone.
Our 700 followers, our 704 followers.
Oh. Like, they have little trash cans on their phone, too. And they just,
right.
They
hit throw them. Away the images you don't absolutely love. Be super prejudiced about it. Only keep the ones you love.
And don't forget to get your child's face on a hand towel. Yeah. All right. Next one's from @thecatwhisperer. Oh, Mark's Ben, this is right on target.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, that. The problem with schools starting at different times across the nation is that we get a full month of first day of school picks. Mm-hmm. I do it. We do it. I don't care.
We do it.
We hold up
it.
A sign.
We do it. It's for
we
us.
We do not
though.
Do the sign. Do you do the sign?
We do the sign.
I think we do the sign.
You
yeah.
do?
Totally.
I'm going to be this when I grow up and all that. Yeah.
Starting 4 foot three. I'm going to be an architect.
Yeah. Do the sign, man. It's for us, though. It's not for the world.
I don't do the sign.
We don't post it. We just do it.
Well, this is the last that all three of mine are in the same school together. So maybe we'll do one sign this year.
Yeah, you have to.
And we'll talk about
that's special. They're all in school in the same school.
I know. It's getting kind of sad, actually. But all right, let's move on to happy. @AmyDillon, AmyDillon. I always like to give full credit. Kids go back to school tomorrow. So, of course, I'm packing thoughtful, well-balanced lunches for the first and last time this year. Where's Harvey when we needed him?
Yeah, right.
He would have brought this one home.
Oh, dude.
My wife takes the lunch duty. That's her touch point. She likes doing it. And, you know, I'm okay with that.
Balanced.
Because that's a lot to think about and prepare for.
It is my nemesis. I won't touch it.
And, well, the kids are so – I did it too. I think it spans generations, trading.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then –
It was like olden times.
Oh, yeah. That was a lot of fun.
You're trading sandwiches, you're trading bananas. Mm-hmm. Now it's like hot Cheetos for this and
some
for that.
Yeah.
For that.
Can you believe, though, our hot lunches, the crap that we were eating, like, for hot lunch?
Remember Jamie Oliver used to have that show?
Oh, it was really good.
Yeah, and he used to go into the,
I don't know what it's called, but yeah.
I don't have any relationship with that, so I don't really have anything to say, but I have watched the show, and I do hear where you're going. We've always kind of packed up. We have an option for hot lunch periodically that'll be coming into the school. But
be honest, everybody just says, oh, buy lunch today. But like, hopefully, like Jamie Oliver, you should look it up. It was Food Revolution, maybe?
Yeah, it was something called? Like that, yeah.
Look it up if you haven't. Like it was so sad to see him try so hard to get, like, to really implement. You know, it was easy, it was cheaper, blah, blah, blah. But no, we're so fixed in our system of really, really bad food and that.
Yeah, I did come across an article today on that whole thing and how it emanated and began. Because it goes all the way back to FDR and how the government was involved in, you know, the food chains and sourcing the schools. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. It's a long story.
It's very relevant because it's something everybody
still
kind of
happening. Yeah. All right. So that wasn't really a happy topic for you, Ben. I'm going to go on to.
I pulled it to the melancholy again.
It's all good.
I managed to melancholy it out again.
It must be the fog.
It must be.
It's a melancholy fog tonight.
You know, I love it.
It's a melancholy fog. this is pretty on point. At Everyday Girl Dad says, practicing for the first day of school by muttering, "We're late," throwing cereal on the floor, and making sure every outfit is the wrong one.
Oh, man.
Gosh, I thought it was just us. Okay, good.
No, it's everybody. Like, we have uniforms at our place, and it's still the same. It's
really?
Still the, oh,
that's
yeah.
bad news. We're starting uniforms next this year. And this.
I'll say this, and I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, but uniforms make life a lot easier. Yeah, there's a lot less peer pressure. There's a lot, you know, there's some perks to it, but there's also the uniformy thing. But I will say, like, we just have the same sort of stuff happening. This one can't find homework. This one hasn't eaten. This one's in the bathroom too long. And it's all coming under the wire. And they get tardies at our joint. And, you know, nobody wants tardies. Or you don't want to be the kid pulling up during the assembly at our place.
Oh, no. Man.
And, like, that kid creeping through the back.
Oh, dude, that's
unacceptable.
That's
us. Really?
Oh, dude, we're all over the joint. We're notoriously... Whatever.
I think everybody is.
Not us.
Well, Chris, what do you have to say about that?
No, I mean,
but I'm saying the uniform thing must cut off 10 minutes, right, MK? At least. Not having to talk or think about that.
What I've learned through my light experience here is to have that night check just important as the get-go in the morning.
Make sure, yeah.
You make sure it is lined up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You make sure the backpacks are hung. Okay, are all papers in and ready? It takes 10 minutes at the end of the night, and then the next morning is a little
more chill.
Little more chill. It never works out perfect storm, but laying the unis out is kind of a no-brainer.
We tried that with clothes, but then they'd change their minds in the morning. Like,
yeah.
My 9-year-old would just grab my phone and say, "No, it's 5 degrees colder than I thought it'd be. I'm going to change my whole outfit."
Oh, man.
That dude, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have that, but we go through this with summer camp, too. We go through this, like, going to grandma's. Like, what? It doesn't matter. Like, we're just a traveling band of clowns.
Good on you.
All right, and finally, speaking of that, we'll finish up with the great at Rod LaCroix,
LaCroix.
Some people might say Rod LaCroix. I buy my kids cereal based on which kinds my vacuum cleaner will be able to pick up best.
That is a subconscious reality.
Yeah. I watched this one mom online today. Oh, so funny. Do you remember when you first were parenting and... I don't know if you did this or not, but this is typically what happens. You will see a pile of kids' things, and you'll pick them up, and you'll kind of be like, oh, they're sleeping. They're taking their nap, or they're out. You put them kind of back sort of where they belong. And then about a year in, you just take them to vacuum, and you're mowing them. You're just knocking crap out of the way,
yeah.
And you're just, I don't care anymore.
Go right over it.
And you feel bad for your vacuum. Like, I look at my vacuum staring down the nose of our carpet sometimes. I'm like, God bless.
No.
I hope you make it because. And we have this funny vacuum. And I don't know how to explain it, but you can take it apart. You can take the handle off to the thing.
It's made for dummies.
You can take it apart and find where the thing got stuck because it'll stop moving when it gets stuck. So it's kind of cathartic, actually. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, well, let's see. And you take it all apart and you're like, oh, the doll's foot. Chew was caught in the brush. But yeah, the vacuums get beat up in our place pretty regularly. So we actually invested in a really nice vacuum just for durability purposes. But yeah, I mow through their stuff like no one's business. All right, so that was our parent tweets of the week. Some back to school, some melancholy, some not. But that's okay. It's a melancholy fog night.
Yeah, you can depend on me.
You're melancholy because Mark's not here. Whoa. All right, coming up next, Smart Articles by Smart People. This will break us out of the rut, guys. How to get more energy throughout your day. An article from Fatherly, 15 ways to get your energy back. Coming up next, Smart Articles by Smart People.
Smart Articles by Smart People.
All right, guys, I feel like our last Smart Articles by Smart People, like the last 4 or 5, they've been pretty, not heavy. Thick.
A little heavy.
But yeah, there's a lot of weighted topics, and we're a pretty light show. Not weighted, but I mean, like, we have to get serious for a minute. But every once in a while, I like to just glean a little nugget and find a fun one for us. This is from Fatherly. It's from Julia Savakul. What a great last name, Julia Savakul.
Right?
Probably not. Savakul?
I do not think that word means what you think it means.
Compass. 15 ways to get your energy back. Exhausted, question mark. These shortcuts will have you kicking things into gear again. We can go through these, talk about whether you think they work or not. We can blow through them fast because there's 15 of them. But I do, so about 2 to 5, I lose the energy battle.
Yeah.
Okay.
I run out. I am, if we did this I'm an idiot now, but like if we did this podcast at 10 in the morning, 11, I'd be a caffeinated idiot.
Yeah.
But I'm on fire creatively. Sure. I love talking in the morning. Noon, I'm still good. 1:30, 2:30. And ironically, it's right when the kids get home and I just get zapped, typically during the school year. So I like this because it showed me how to get out of the funk and was I doing things right? Why was I getting there? So here are 15 tips they give. But do you guys find that? I mean, you're Zooming all day,
yeah,
and you're dealing with people all day.
I will sneak 30 minutes every chance I get in that same window between like 2 to 4. I'm like, oh Lord, I need 20.
What's your go-to to revive?
I go in the bedroom with something over my eyes and do a.
So you do a quick power nap.
Really? I do calm app 20 to 30 minutes if I can. Let the kids read something or yeah.
Wow.
Now that I have tested both calm app and then just a power, just get almost to REM, but you're not there, and it really helps me out.
Yeah,
I don't have that flexibility. I feel like for me, it's like go
about
all 30 the time.
Minute nap, dude. My uncle told me
I
this
can't
when
take
I
a 30 minute nap in the middle
can.
Of the day.
Yes, you
like
can.
I have
yes,
like
you can.
Meetings
Chai,
back
yes,
to back.
Yes, you can. You keep saying this, but you can.
I maybe could.
Yes,
I don't
you
know.
Can, dude. You lay it down.
It's tough. It's tough.
Come on, man.
That's the hard part.
I know
for
it's
me.
In there. Like you have to. You gotta.
I feel like you should make time for yourself, but it's. I don't know. It's definitely hard on the daily
that,
to make it
I don't
a
know,
habit.
Like,
right.
That reboot is huge for me. MK. Yes. I mean, I definitely love, need, and feel it. And my uncle taught me that when I was a little younger. He took an hour nap every day. He's a psychologist, and he would take a nap from 1 to 2, religiously. And yes, he's losing that money, like he's losing the whole booking. But I'm worthless if I don't do that nap. So.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I mean. It does say this in here. It's time constraints, social pressure, lack of safety nets. You know, parents have their hands full, period, not even withstanding the pandemic. But you get to run a little ragged. So they give us tips, right? So let's go through the tips. Eating bananas. See, to me, I eat a banana as my later night snack. Mm. If I'm craving anything, I'm doing a drive-by in the kitchen.
Such a good food.
You know? With my ice cube on.
I'm telling you, man, one of the best foods God ever made, but unfortunately I hate it.
But that's my nighttime, right? They say it gives you energy. It's full of electrolytes, blah, 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 blah. I like bananas and smoothies, but I like them as a late nighter. Give electronics a curfew.
Absolutely.
Now, I've gotten better. My screen time, I'm actually like gauging this. It's my new thing.
Yeah.
I try to beat my screen time low because it gives you the average at the end of the week. Now I have that sucker. I can't do anything on it from, all right, I'm starting with baby steps, from 10 p.m. to 7:30 a.m.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I'll get a text if it comes in because we may have an emergency or our ring will go off, you know, the doorbell-y case a bad guy's coming through the fence or something. But I go hardcore.
Good job, man.
Yeah, and we're even getting, my wife likes the TV to kind of get out of there, but we're both really good about all right, we've had enough. Like,
and you got some apps helping you with this or some kind of?
No, I don't do nighttime apps. We do, she has that Nest, which is kind of like the Calm app morphed into a light clock, right? So it's got another promo, free promo. So match better feels soap and better with Nest. But it's like, it's funny. The first time I ever came across, I was staying in Japan, and I couldn't get over how cool these clocks were, that they work with the light,
and they
slowly rise the sun up. It starts really dark purple and blue, and then it raises to orange and then yellow. So she's got one of those things.
That's clever.
I'm a good gift giver.
Nice. It's your circadian rhythm or something.
But no, I read that everywhere. Like, most say do not even have a television in your room, but working in our industry.
I believe it.
Yeah.
It's hard to put into practice.
Well, and having the phones out of your room is a big thing. We just, no like most parents. Right.
We say no electronics
in the
bedroom.
Wow, that's a good one too.
That's good. I'm proud of you for sticking to that. We can't get there yet. Practicing the cobra pose.
Oh, yoga?
Yeah, I never thought about this for energy. I do the cobra pose. It's just when you're basically doing a push-up and you're doing some face yoga simultaneously.
Okay.
And you're looking up at the sky. but they say it expands your chest area, allowing air to flow to and from your lungs more freely, carrying oxygen. Time yourself. Humans are deadline-driven. Our best and most efficient work tends to be done when the clock's ticking. Have you guys done the Pomodoro method?
No.
What's that?
Too long to talk about. We'll talk about another show, but it's
I do schedule my time in my calendar. Like, okay, I got to do this task, so I'll put it in my, like, calendar. That's why I don't have the 30-minute nap, because I have to, like, prioritize all the tasks I got to do, you know?
Right. I got an idea. Write 30 minutes in your calendar.
Yeah, for sure. There you go. For sure.
Pomodoro?
Yeah.
Sorry.
The gist of it is you give yourself, I'm not going to do it justice, but I believe it's 50 minutes on, 10 minutes off, an hour, completely off. Mm. So you dedicate a task, you give 50 minutes to that task, and then you say, that's it, I'm done, I'm prioritizing the next task. And you kind of reset it over and over again through your tasks of the day. There's more to it. It has something to do with the tomato.
With studying, I remember that with high school, we're supposed to not study, like 15 minutes study, 10 minutes break, 15 study. Right?
Yes.
Mm. I just went with the no study technique.
High school?
Yeah.
I wasn't the best.
With the football scholarship route. Yeah.
This seems obvious. I have to have cool air in the room. Keep your bedroom cool. Mm-hmm. The warmer the air, the worse your sleep quality, according to Harvard University.
Oh, that's interesting. Because my wife is always saying that. Like, in Holland, it's freaking freezing. All the time.
Grab a blanket, sis.
Yeah, wrap up. No,
that's what my wife would say to me. Grab
and it's
a blanket,
also bad
buddy.
For your lungs, right?
Well, I'll just read the thing. The warmer the air, the worse your sleep quality. According to Harvard, your circadian rhythm, the body's sleep-wake cycle, is influenced by your core temperature. Warmer body temps signal time to wake up. Lower body temps signal it's time to sleep.
Interesting. Mm. Okay, I'm going to try that.
Hotter the room, the higher your core temperature.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm a hot sleeper, man.
I'm not hot at all. My wife luckily is a cold sleeper as well.
Yeah, it's good. I didn't until some Dutch winters got me used to it, and it's wonderful.
Is that
what?
Dutch winter?
Oh, I get it. Yeah. No, it's not a word.
I thought you were making a joke or something.
No,
like a real Dutch winter, like
the Dutch winter, like minus 20 nights with no heater winters.
Yes. You are the Dutch winter.
And you put a warm brick in the bottom of the bed. It's old school. What? Like, people are still doing
like
that.
Like Willy Wonka?
Wow. Willy Wonka.
Charlie the Chocolate Factory? Didn't they have
warm
brick?
Oh, yeah, the grandparents.
Yeah, Grandpa
that's
Joe.
Real. Grandpa Joe.
That's real,
that.
Man.
Yeah.
Or a water bottle. Yeah.
Some of these are fairly obvious, so I'm not even going to roll through them. But a lot of my friends in Los Angeles used to do this, the blackout shades.
We got them.
Do you?
We do.
Really?
Absolutely.
Ours aren't blackout. You go like completely blackout?
Yep.
Yeah, well, musician. I get it. Like, a lot of my musician friends have blackout. This is pretty obvious, but taking a walk around the block, and I've done this.
You're supposed to see the sunset. It helps the melatonin kick in.
Sunset?
You're supposed to see the sun change. Like, also, if you're jet lagged, you're supposed to go outside at sunset because then your body's like, oh, it's night. And your brain is like releases melatonin when you see the day change.
Yeah. But you'll appreciate this, and you had time for this, Chris. A 20-minute day of low-intensity exercise resulted in 65% decrease in fatigue level among adults.
Yeah. How much time?
20 minutes a day of low intensity exercise.
It's like walking around, you know.
Or even riding your bike to work versus
of course.
Whatever.
I do this one, swap coffee for green tea. Mm-hmm. I do coffee right out of the gate in the morning. Yeah. I just look forward to the feeling, the smell, the warmth in my hand, like the whole thing of waking up.
Yeah. Really?
I do about 1.5 and then I'm done. And then I go to tea for the rest of not the rest of the day, but the rest, and then I stop caffeine completely around noon.
I do orange juice out the gate. I cannot
I do water and then I do coffee.
Okay.
I slam a 12-ounce water.
Juice. I'm addicted to orange juice. It's
really?
It's
really?
Like I start freaking out. Like, who drank the last orange juice?
Like real orange juice?
Yeah. No, fresh squeeze.
Do you know that? You know what I have in my kitchen
right now?
A juicer.
A juicer. Have I talked about this?
No, never heard.
Yeah, you can put oranges in, the peel and everything. Just shove those suckers in.
No, you can't put the peel in.
Oh, you can. I make my juice the way I make my juice.
Okay. You put the rind in there.
I'm coffee.
Yeah.
Like, I can't not have coffee. I'm going to just like drink it the whole day at night. But
if you. Like my friend Jenny, who's Swedish, she drinks coffee until 10 o'clock at night.
Me too. That's what I'm saying.
How can you do that?
I bring coffee with me everywhere.
Really? We got to work you off. We got to wean you off.
I mean, it's my thing.
All right. Moving on. Gosh, Chris.
I still
sleep.
What
do you do with you? Go for an after-dinner run. I'm not a runner. I do ride a lot, though. And I will say, and I've tested this, if my head is spinning and I can't get it on straight and I'm trying to figure out where I'm going during the day or, like, what's next or if I'm in a creative rut, getting heart-pounding exercise for 20 minutes really takes me out of everything. I don't know what.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's chemical things going on, but.
Yeah, some endorphins are firing.
Yeah, it really helps for me. So I totally get after dinner run. Yeah. 14 kind of goes along with the Calm app. Practice guided imagery. If your parents ever told you to count sheep when you had trouble falling asleep, they were onto something. Guided imagery, the act of intentionally imagining bucolic and relaxing scenes, significantly improved sleep quality while reducing fatigue and feelings of pain in post-op patients. I do that a lot with gratitude because I've learned to stop and appreciate different things during the day. Like even behind you, you can't tell, kind of folds into all our talks lately, but there's a big green pepper. It's probably the only one that's going to grow on that thing all summer. But I just noticed it today, and I'm like, oh, the kids are going to be so excited. There's a green pepper, our one green pepper of the summer.
We did that.
We did it, all that work.
Nice.
Watering, paying attention, and we got a green pepper. But that, to me, slows me down for a second, gets me in the moment.
You know why?
Why?
Because you're agrarian.
dang it, agrarian.
Yes, I teed that up for you.
All right.
Number 15?
15. All right, I'm not going to knock it because it may work for some people, but I can't do these. maybe I'm just mad.
Was it the burpees?
Burpees.
Yeah.
How did you know?
I read the article.
Oh,
you read the
article. Dang you.
Yeah, man, come on.
Yeah.
So that's it. I was waiting for the one that said, don't drink 3 beers at lunch.
That probably would help too. I mean, these are all great tips and everything. Take care of yourself, eat healthy, you know, like get off the screen and all that stuff. It's just the challenge for me is just like sticking with it. Like I've gone on a run every now and then. I'll take a walk every now and then. But it's tough. And I think maybe for me, it's like just my mentality, right? Like I feel like maybe, again, it's cultural or something, but I feel like I have to – it's almost like something that a dad needs to do is like burn themselves out. I'm taking one for the team, you know?
Dude,
like
so your upbringing –
yeah, it's just like my dad was always grumpy and tired, and now like I feel like I'm turning into
that's
that.
That's just how it's supposed to be. It's what men do.
Yeah, this is what we do, and now I'm right after work, I sit on the sofa and fall asleep. Like it's literally at like 5:30, 6 o'clock, fall asleep.
But you'll find that like just putting a couple things into your life will change it so drastically. Like if you have a psychologist, like we you know had some family counseling, and I'm like, I can't remember all this. Give me 2 or 3 nuggets. I'm going to hang on those like crazy and implement those like, and that can change the game. And I think like a couple things can change your game. Like we try to take, we don't do it all the time, but that after dinner, sunset walk, huge. Like they are so much happier. We go down the street to the park for 15 minutes and just like do some cartwheels and laugh, and then they sleep better, and they also don't fight going to bed. Like, but if we're watching TV and I'm like, okay, time for bed, like, Papa, 10 more minutes. But like, I don't know, just have them see the day change, go from day
if
to night.
If our listeners could have always seen that series of facial gestures Ben just made.
Like 10 of them in only 5 seconds? Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, try to grab a couple nuggets, dude.
No, I mean, I do a lot of the things. I mean, I'm trying to eat better and all that stuff. It's just
it's tricky. It's tricky, right?
It's tricky to rock around.
It is.
To rock around and right on time, it's tricky. But, I mean, isn't that what this podcast is about for us as well as hopefully our listeners? Like, we're not perfect, but we're trying to take little chunks out of the iceberg.
And to hear what other people are going through, that it makes you feel, oh, well, I'm not the worst dad in the world. Okay, great.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, or most stressed out or least stressed out, or am I doing enough in our family to keep things equal or not?
Camaraderie.
Are we doing the right stuff? Yeah. Every one of these rich topics I get into, I have the self-analysis before I even present it to you guys. And I'm like, oh God, I suck at this. Yeah. Do I even want to talk about it? But it helps me eventually. And I do find over the course of time, repetition has really helped me personally to at least attempt to become more present in my own world as well as my kids' world, my wife's world. Communication's definitely massively improved. A lot of that's due to the pandemic because you're kind of stuck with each other all day. But also, we had to learn how to deal with that because a lot of husband-wives weren't, a lot of husband-kids weren't, a lot of mom's kids were. Like
a lot of extra time.
Yeah, so a lot of figuring went into last year.
Sure.
So now it's like, okay, I kind of got over a hurdle. Now I just want to keep climbing up to the next thing on Everest, to the next base camp. So, all right. Well, that was Smart Articles by Smart People. Thank you, Fatherly. And thank you, Miss Julia Savicool. Coming up next, a little twist on Would You Rathers.
Oh.
Yes. Thought-provoking questions coming from the DTO. All right. We've been doing a little Would You Rathers recently because our kids are playing a lot of, well, my kids are playing a lot of Would You Rathers in the car. And, that's always fun until a point where I'm like, all
right. Some things are pretty thought-provoking. I'll be thinking about it the rest of the week.
You know? And you want to answer
the rewind
right.
button versus the pause from last episode. I'm still
it's a good one. That was a good one, huh? All right. So these are more thought-provokers, but not too heavy. Question number one. This used to be called 3-2-1 go if you've been following the show for a while. Do you feel older or younger than your age?
I feel like mentally I'm in eighth grade still and I've never grown up. But physically, I feel like I'm 80. You know, I can't even stand up without making a sound anymore. Oh, you know, and
you're at the age where it hurt, like you can't even sleep without it hurting.
Yeah. Really?
I think well, let me answer the question first. I definitely feel monstrously younger than my age. I love hanging out with kids, not only mine, just kids in general. I love what they're watching. I love what they're reading. I love their, like, infatuation with YouTube and, like, these certain YouTube stars. Like, I love seeing what makes them tick and what's happening. But I've always loved pop culture, right? And then you get the saying, like, you're only reminded of how old you are when you walk by the mirror. That's kind of where I am. Like, I flub bounce around like Tigger, the tiger all day.
You're a kid at heart.
But I love that. And I think that, well, at least for me, that's where I go. Now, physically.
Yeah.
But I have U-turned a lot since the pandemic, I'll say, because I had the time to really focus the time to really turn my physical shape around and get the joints moving again and, you know, get on the bicycle regularly and exercising and all that's increasing my mental stamina too. I mean, we're doing a pod here at 9:30 Pacific Coast Standard Time and we're still all firing on all pistons. So
sort of, yeah.
So, well,
of course.
How about you there?
Dude, well, I'll say that in great part, it is definitely in the head. So, like, pure denial has been my strategy. I stopped acknowledging my age or worrying about it long ago. And I really do think it works. Like, I get told a lot, you know, like as I'm riding my Tony Hawk skateboard down the street at 45, you know, like, oh, wow, how do you stay so young? I'm like, I just don't acknowledge my age. I think that's my strategy. But, I think 99% would say they feel younger than their age because guess what, guys? There's no such thing as grown-ups. And we didn't know that until we got there. Like, we thought this thing called a grown-up, like, wow, 30. They're like, They know everything. And
those people know things.
Those people know stuff. It's like, we get there, I'm like, oh, no.
Knievel's pretty fun to still rev up in the driveway.
Like, you get there, and you're like, if your kids only knew, like that you just don't, there's no such thing as the, as a grown-up, as far as what we thought it was.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't feel like I've grown or gotten smarter since eighth grade.
And I'm telling you,
you know?
When we're at 70, we'll feel the same way, and thank God. And, like, I think I've been able to travel a lot and seen the way that America deals with the generation gap is much, it's a huge generation gap, like the pub or anywhere, like kind of around the world, you see generations kind of hanging out more and that being more normal, where like, oh, I'm 50 years old. I'm not going to go to the bar. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, around the world, this generation gap is much smaller than it is here. And so that's helped with that perspective. And I think everybody feels younger than they are because there's no such thing as grown-ups.
Yeah, I get around really young situations sometimes, and I'm like, I often think, like, how are they looking at me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, man.
That's true, yeah.
How are they perceiving me? Even though I'm flying around an elementary school gym doing a rally or a middle school,
with
the football team. Yeah, like, but I'm like, how are they looking at me? Like, I don't know. I remember, like, but I embrace it. Like, one of my favorite people, just in general because of his zest for life, is Jack Black, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And he just goes for it. And he just doesn't care. And that's the way I am. Like, when we were doing these assemblies in middle schools last year for the Pac-12, I was in front of 1,000 kids, and we'd bring in all these mascots to this really, like, hip-hop, you know, good music. And I just start doing the TikTok dances, and the kids would lose it. Yeah. And then part of me is like,
oh, you old guy, you know that?
Yeah. Like, very Adam Sandler-esque. Like, oh, the old guy knows the whoa? Like it was just really funny. And it actually surprises/embarrasses my kids.
Oh, completely. But
especially when I'm at school.
Well, there's a thing I thought of, you know, as a songwriter guy, I come up with these quotes just walking around sometimes. And one was that came to mind. Ironically, no one likes self-conscious people. Like, when you think about how you're acting, that makes you, you know, insecure. But when you are like Jack Black, it's like, whoa, dude, he's disarming. Whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So,
I
mean, like, interesting.
I think being self-conscious makes you less likable.
Oh.
Well, you know what I mean.
I'm self-conscious.
Or less accessible. Or less you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah,
like,
when
you put your own guard down and it's just, you know, like, people feel like, okay, yeah, I can do that too, or yeah, you look at my geeky dad, whatever. You know, I don't know. So go on, MK. You just keep you keep doing TikToking for
keep yeah, doing the keep the TikToking. Nae nae,
yeah,
the whip.
I love it.
Yeah, man. Don't even think about it.
Like, I'll just say this, and you guys will get there, or you're there, and I know tons of parents are there when the TikTok does a lot of dancing. Well, it did. Now it's getting a little different, but I think it's really funny when my daughter will pop in and be like, you know that? I'm like, of course I know that. Yeah. Or, you know, I just got invited to the Video Music Awards in New York in Brooklyn. And even though the show's morphed over the years and all this stuff, you know, it'll still be Megan Thee Stallion and Chance the Rapper and all these, like, cool Machine Gun Kelly. And it's like, what's my dad doing there?
That's
like,
cool.
He's not belong there.
Yeah.
But I mean, I thrive on that. And it affects my creativity too, because I love to assimilate a lot of my writings to pop culture and the fun and life and optimism that pop culture can bring, because it really colorizes life. But anyway, yeah, I'm internally young.
Don't think too much.
I'm just going to keep going. All right. If there was a way to download your memories into a searchable spreadsheet, would you do it? I thought this was interesting.
I think so, for sure. Because, like, I feel like I'm losing those. And I think life is all about those memories and making memories, collecting memories.
You think they're falling off the shelf?
Oh, yeah, dude, for sure. I've lost, like, you know, and once they are gone, that did it ever happen? Like, that kind of thing. And if it was in a spreadsheet, I'm hoping that you could go and, like, delete some of the bad ones, too. Like, some things I don't want to remember, so if I can, like, filter and sort out by or whatever.
Well, I think it all makes you, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So there's that. But to your other point, what I find Ben won't like this, but a minuscule picture will jar a whole story.
That's why I take pictures. Like, hold on. The first thing I thought of was like, well, it does exist. It's called an iPhone.
Well, that only the last 15 years.
All my memories are like pretty much that and just like chronologically. And
I can pull a rabbit out of a hat if I have one little piece of something to jog my memory.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
but you need that piece. You need the jogger. Or else
I do need the jogger a lot of times.
Or it goes away, you know?
Or like MTV's turning 40 this year. I was not there for all 40 years. Let's get that clear. But a lot of my friends are putting nostalgic posts of their time in the window.
Yeah.
Like, were you at an Unplugged? Or were you at a spring break? Or were you plugged, at the
Jersey Shore
10th VMA? Well, there was that. Nobody worked on those shows. Like, we all did the original programming stuff. But one line... It's like, oh my gosh, I remember when we were in Cancun and Jay-Z was standing on a bar throwing out $100 bills to anybody in the bar, and just it brings back all these crazy memories.
I don't remember that. Yeah, it wasn't.
That wasn't on television. That was
okay, that's fine. No, you're right. Like, I don't remember anything. That's what I'm saying.
It's scary. It's scary, right?
Like, about my kids, like, my wife says all these things that happened. I'm like, I do not remember any, like, pure memories. Like, I'm like, what did people do before photos, like, in video? I don't retain any, I have like a small handful of real memories.
I think they savored it more at the time, you know, because they know that there isn't you know, like an iPhone to capture it or anything.
Well, my wife says to me, I'm always in a hurry. My biggest problem is I'm always like, what's next, and I'm never in the moment.
Yeah.
And so, like, this amazing moment when I'm putting my kids to bed, singing the songs, saying the prayers, just like downloading their day, just 5 minutes, just be there, like, undivided for 5 minutes. But I'm like, what still has to be done?
Yeah.
It's a problem, and maybe it's a Western problem, but yeah. Anyway, you just got to be present, and I think the memories will sink in more if you are.
Well, yeah. I mean, to your point, luckily, through all our kids' lives, and it's kind of funny because when our first was born, I had a BlackBerry. So those pictures are far crappier
than
the portrait of my 6-year-old, you know, like on the elephant ride. But so I have all that, and those can spur on those memories. So we're lucky to have that.
We are.
But a lot of the older ones are falling off the shelf. Yeah. But it does take someone to mention it, or I remember where I got that sumo, and then I may get into a longer breath memory on that.
Well, especially at our age, I think one of the great things about having old friends, like, from your childhood, is that they are also the conduits and the sort of the joggers of that. Remember when you fell out of the tree and we were trying to do?
See, there's a lot of searchable memory. I don't know if I want to go back to. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Well, I think that's the ultimate question. It's like, would you bring the good and the bad back for public display?
My answer is yes, 100%. I want it all. I would love that spreadsheet if somehow your brain was plugged into a spreadsheet. I think it'd be wonderful.
Well, I don't think 100%. It's too far on the technology front, so we'll see.
Right around the corner.
All right, here's a softball, but kind of a fun one. When was the last time you tried something new?
Do you really want me to answer that?
I started doing the doing the podcast with you guys. I think that all of the smart articles and stuff always gives me a little bit of something to try differently, or add something to the repertoire, you know, and try this out and everything. So that's always been something. And, like, I think it was you guys that got me into the Headspace app and trying to do the meditation. And now I've done, like, 1,500 minutes. And
that's awesome.
31 consecutive days of meditation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I think that, you know, that also, like, ties into a little bit of the keeping young and trying new things and all of that. I think, like, at least meditation, that's my new kick right now.
So yours is more cerebral. It's more like human affecting things.
I guess so. I mean, you know, sometimes it's like a life new show. Like, I'm trying a new show or something. But
yeah, I think there's two ways to look at this, right?
Because but it should be something that stretches you, is what that kind of means, right? It's like, I didn't try, like, you know, a different kind of food. It's like something you're talking, this is... There's a threshold here we're talking
about. I think you answer it the way you want to answer. Mm. I don't think there's a right or wrong. Because my mind immediately jumped to my addiction to, like,
soaps,
new things,
yeah,
products,
new things. Yeah,
fun things. I love getting something like this and seeing it and holding it. I'm holding up the bar of soap I've been rambling
about.
This guy
loves the soap.
And
juicers, who carries soap around? You
but do. Those things make me happy, and like I
God
find,
bless you, you know.
Well, and they fold in little. They each affect my life in different ways as well, you know, and. It could be, you know, like, I could say, like, you know, cliff diving or something like that, but I don't.
No, but you guys are going on adventures. Like, life
we
is
do
an
a
adventure.
Ton of adventures. So yeah. I guess it just depends what your mindset is when you answer this question. Because my first immediate thing was like, oh, because these guys know I love products. That was where my angle was. But then you went more to a human side of it, which I fully get and respect. And Ben, you were about to counter.
Not really. I mean, like, because.
Why, you want to try my soap?
I'd love to try your soap. Actually, that is something I tried, is some man soap. Dr. Squatch, per your recommendation.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah,
really?
I'm pretty into
you
that.
You too, huh?
Yeah, but that's boring. No one wants to hear that. What came to mind is that it was an involuntary thing of being, I was alone for a month last month from all of July, which I've never done.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Pretty weird, huh?
So weird to be alone after, you know, well, we've been together 18 years, married 12, haven't really had any kind of real break like that to feel kind of, you know, like what being single was in some capacity. It's like horrible. I was lonely.
Well,
like,
you have to clarify. So your
wife was over. Oh, sorry. My wife didn't leave me.
Yeah.
Thank God. Like my family stayed in Holland for a month while I came back to get our business going again. And I was just here at our home alone, and it was just very reflective, incredible to the flow, like the house stays clean, but like, what do you like do all day? The quiet, the like, I don't know. I don't want to insult anybody who doesn't have kids, but like, it was literally the easiest month of my life. You know, like,
where was it the hardest month in your life?
Huh?
Or was it the hardest month in their life?
Oh, watch out. Yeah, because, no, it was the easiest. Because, like, I
no,
was
but
just,
you're on the other side, and you have to fill this giant void, and you haven't been there in so long,
that's why I had so much time for music, when it was just me and my wife, me and my girl, who is now my wife. It was like, I could pursue it was me, and now it's all about kids, and it's just, it was very interesting contrast, is what I'm saying. So I tried that. That's my new thing, but it was involuntary, but it was, yeah, really, really good. You know, miss your wife, you miss your kids. It refreshes your appreciation for them.
Well, let's keep in mind too, your job is tremendously social, and you have a dearth of friends that I'm sure that you saw during your little. I was out with you one evening.
We were.
And you're like, oh, that guy plays on my softball team. Oh, that's my. Yeah, hi, Jimmy. Hey, hey, there's Diane. Hey, Diane owns the place next door to me. Like, it was constantly that in his world.
Alameda's
truly like alone is.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, so I'm going to shelf the last question in the interest of time, but we will push it to next episode. That was a lot of fun. Let's do that again. Coming up next, parent quiz. Kind of a fun one. We'll get to it next.
Time now for the dad quiz. Parent quiz. Quiz, 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 quiz.
All right, gentlemen, on the line tonight is a edition of Southern Living Magazine.
Oh.
Yes, the crab season.
Ooh,
is in and on the cover. We are going Southern Living Magazine tonight. We're going to give a couple questions from the website called How Stuff Works, and it's a quiz on. We were talking about school earlier. This one anybody can play at home, or if you're driving, if you're flying, wherever you are. It's a super fun quiz, highly rated. The title is this: Try your best to pass this 1953 school supplies quiz.
Oh, man.
All right, here we go. It's up for grabs. Anybody can get it. It's multiple choice. Okay. A strange substance used early in school in 1953 was also used in place of milk in cereal ads.
Elmer's glue.
What is it?
Elmer's glue?
Yeah, white glue.
Oh, I mentioned it earlier, didn't I?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
did, and you set that up.
Someplace. Elmer's glue. Isn't it crazy? Have you ever seen, like, food stylists and what they have to do to make stuff looks good on TV? Huh?
Yeah.
Like, hamburgers have brown shoe polish and...
Oh, yeah, you spray it with water. I've done product photography. It's disgusting.
Have you?
Yeah.
How many pictures did you take?
You know?
Or did you just kick stuff around?
Just one. I was like,
take a picture
it,
of this pizza and I'm out of here.
Got it, guys.
Elmer's glue, maybe the best recognized by the bull in the logo, officially named Elmer. I did not know that. This paper glue or waste was widely used in schools from the moment Borden began marketing the product with the bull logo in 1951.
Wow, is that a bull? I always thought it was like a little boy or a gingerbread man.
No, it's a bull. It's Elmer.
Look at it. It's very obviously a bull. When was the last time? Oh,
the main advantage of Elmer's is like rubber over products like rubber cement was that Elmer's wasn't toxic when eaten. Mm. When spelling was in question, to what would the wise 1953 student turn? Spelling book, encyclopedia, thesaurus, or dictionary?
Dictionary.
Thesaurus.
What? Thesaurus for spelling? Come on, man. Dictionary, man.
Okay. No, 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 no.
What?
Spelling book.
Spelling book.
Did you guys ever have a spelling book?
Well, it is 1953. I forgot.
What are you talking about?
I didn't have one in 1953, quiz? But I know what a spelling book is.
That's like a spelling bee where they would say, heater, and then you'd write it out.
Though spelling books are hardly ever used anymore, 1953 saw their use. Essentially, spelling books were designed to allow spell checking but not bother with definitions to save space.
Interesting.
These handy devices helped many a student working on their term paper or a spelling bee.
Wow.
Spelling book.
I never even, yeah. That I didn't makes know that. Sense. That makes so, sense, no though, definitions. Yeah. I could use one right now.
I told you you'd learn something. You made fun of me.
I'm flipping through it.
All right. Question number three. Designed to keep one's food a pleasant temperature. You don't see this around much anymore, at least in schools. What was this handy supply? Lunchbox, thermos, fridge, or a cooler?
Thermos. I mean, you still see thermoses now, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, thermos. Is,
but remember,
is
the correct answer is thermos, but yes, they are making a comeback.
Yeah.
I think use a thermos still. I still do, too. I'm kind of nerdy.
For my coffee.
I think there was a shift where it wasn't as popular. Now it's coming back.
You put your lasagna in there or like whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, the Dinty Moore stew and all that.
Dinty Moore?
Dinty whatever, Moore. You know what I'm talking about.
His dad, remember, they're Budge, dude.
Yeah. You snuck Kentucky Fried Chicken into the movies, didn't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But don't, you don't have to, you know, air my laundry. You know? Public forum.
He told me that somewhere. I'm like, what?
What?
Like a bucket of chicken. Where did you put it?
My mom would
is
bring
that
in
fried chicken in your pocket.
What smell?
Fancy bucket.
You're in the movie theater. It's like a Seinfeld episode. The thermos was a revelation. Simple container by all appearances. The thermos had a vacuum space in its walls, meaning that anything within it had nowhere to radiate heat or absorb. As a result, I gave us the definition. We all know that. Lines, Holes, and Cheapness defines this paper. What kind of paper is it?
Lines, Holes, and Cheapness? Cheapness?
Mm-hmm. It was, and you could place it in a Mead Trapper Keeper.
Oh, binder paper.
Yeah, was it called binder paper?
Loose leaf.
Loose leaf. Okay, yeah.
Loose leaf. I was going to give you the multiple choice, but it's loose leaf paper.
Oh, the Trapper Keeper, called? Though.
It would come in the plastic for 100
Those
sheets.
Are coming back. The Trappers?
Trappers.
Those are so cool.
Trapper Keeper.
Yeah.
I could never like get one of those. Like peachy? My mom would
remember
never buy me the.
Did I spoil
I'd get the
it?
I'd the get peaches? The denim 3-ring binder
denim.
That you would write the like Kiss and AC/DC on, you know.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, the Trappers. I was always envious of the look at that. Look at the
doodling.
Shiny plastic in there.
Dude, yeah, moms would get those ready, line them up.
We still have to do our books every year in like paper shopping bags.
Oh, wow,
that's
really?
Fun.
When we hand them back in at the end of the year. Don't tell my wife that.
Wow.
No, I mean, it was kind of, I loved when doing that with my mom the night before the first day.
I remember
like
doing
wrapping
that
the
too.
Books with the.
You'd get them all crisp and it's kind of, well, I like school supplies too. Like, I like when they come in fresh off the hill.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's like you have to take them to school and then they use them at school. I was just responsible for my bringing to and from. Mm. You know what I mean? Anyway, okay, back to 1953. Home economics had some unusual items required in 1953. Which of the following was one of them? An adding machine, spreadsheets, an egg timer, or fedora?
Egg timer.
Definitely
an egg timer. Home economics have largely disappeared from the American classroom, but it actually had a lot to offer. Leaving aside the nonsense about how women belonged in the kitchen, it taught skills anyone would find handy, like how to cook, determine a household budget, or plan for a party. Marge. Indeed, many men would benefit from such skills, which yeah. I feel like I live half my life in there.
Really?
And I feel like I have half my life cleaning it.
Yeah, cleaning the kitchen.
And I've gotten it to such a relaxation point for me that I shut, you see how my house is shaped? I shut the doors. We have a little Google assistant in there, and I'm like, hey, Google, play whatever. And it comes on, and I put the lighting on. And the,
what?
I told you, we talked about cleanliness before, and I get the method squirties out, and this one smells like spicy orange, and this one smells like mint.
Wow.
I'm like, love cleaning the kitchen. yeah, there's that. But between that and eating and cooking and baking, because we have three bakers that are baking constantly. Anyway.
Well, think about it. Like, we used to, like, most of humans, like, life was, like, creating meals. Somehow getting food, making food, cleaning up. Like, that was, like, just survival was, like, you know, like, most of human history. And now, like, all right, if we need to eat three times a day, come on, God, why'd you make it like that?
Have you watched Alone?
Oh, yeah, I did. It was amazing.
Food's a priority on Alone.
Yeah,
that was great.
All right, last question. This product was reserved for older students but still could prove disastrous if mishandled. What was it?
Ether.
Oh, yeah.
Ether? What is it?
No. It was, ether? He's going to say something from chemistry class, right? Go ahead.
Masking tape.
No.
Paste. Scotch tape or rubber cement?
Rubber cement.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Rubber cement is a brilliant invention that allows blah, blah, blah. The downside is the solvents that keep it liquid aren't something one wants little children ever exposed to.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, well, who knew? You're in the 50s. You're living life.
It's fine.
Yeah, you got the TV set in the living room.
Don't eat that.
Don't eat that rubber cement, Dennis.
Robbie. Oh, Dennis.
Okay. All right. Well, that was our quiz. I'll give you one more bonus question. Pretty easy. Tough, rough, and colorful. Like Ben, what kind of paper do you think meets that description? Tough, bond paper, graph paper, carbon paper, or construction?
Construction paper. Tough, rough, and colorful. Yeah. That's construction paper.
It is construction paper. And that will wrap up our... No, it won't. This used to carry the bulk of one's things to school. This handy item isn't seen much more. What was it?
Lunchbox.
Knapsack. Book bag, belt, or book strap?
Ooh, book strap.
Oh, wait, that's
bulky. From, like, Leave It to Beaver, right? Book like, strap. Like, roll with that?
Book strap. Yeah. Used to carry the bulk of one's things to school.
Okay. The bulk of one's things.
All right. Well, we ended up in tie, so we'll put the Southern Living on the shelf as well with the other question.
Let me say that sounds a lot like the 80s, except for the book strap. That's pretty much also school supplies in the 80s.
Things haven't changed a lot.
How did we know?
Yeah.
Do you remember carbon paper?
Or mimeograph machine.
Yes, of course.
Remember
that? Carbon paper?
Yes, tracing paper, carbon paper, all that.
Oh, here's a little fun fact. What school supply is the root of the expression ditto?
What
school supply is the root expression of ditto?
Didomograph.
Wow.
Jeez.
You're close.
I just made that up.
The choices were Ditto Master, Ditto Duplicator, or Spirit Duplicator. And they were a major fixture in schools in 1953. It was a necessary tool for producing the school paper.
Wow.
And newsletters, hence the name Spirit Dictator.
Huh.
Oh, wow, we learned something.
A couple things, but I forgot already the first one.
All right, yay team, coming back, things that make us smile, and then we're going to call it a night.
That was silly.
All right, it's time to wrap up the show with things that make us smile. We kind of went back to back on these. We've been very efficient in our recording. Of course, our listeners and our interactions and our new friends out there, I know it's a slow growth compared to YouTube or TikTok stars, but I mean, I'll take quality over quantity when it comes to the kind of great people that we're getting to interact with. And I really, that makes me smile every interaction we get. So, you know, if you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, subscribe, whatever, that's cool. So that definitely makes me smile. Also, I'm getting ready to go see a big chunk of family in Tennessee. yeah. on Saturday. My family, my immediate family's already there. They've already FaceTimed me four or five times tonight. They're in Nashville on their way over to Knoxville.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I have some really fun jobs, so life's coming back. I have an NFL-oriented job on Saturday that's keeping me behind, cool. but I'm flying out right after that. Cool. But it's the first time I can step on a stadium floor again and look at man. A lot of people and watch them enjoy life, each other, air, being back, all that good stuff. So all that makes me smile. How about you guys?
Going, man. You know I'm stalling. Yeah.
I took the kids on a non-sports related outing. What? We went to go see like an art exhibit in the city. We saw the really? Van Gogh.
Oh, you went? Yeah. The Interactive?
Yeah, the Van Gogh Interactive.
How was it?
It was pretty cool. You know, like it was something off the beaten path and spending time together. We went and then afterwards we hung out in downtown San Francisco, walked around, did some... ate some lunch and just did something that we normally wouldn't do. And I don't know, we had a good time. And like, I feel like, you know, a little break from the monotony of like competitive, whatever training it is kind of thing.
Yeah. But I'll do a little bragging on you too. Your kids are crushing it in golf and it's really fun to see the pictures come up on your gram and, you know, thanks. Elsewhere. And I'm like, and we were watching the Olympic golf.
Yeah.
And, and my two are golfing. They're not golfers, per se.
Lola had a hole-in-one.
Yes, that's the level that that's we have fun
so
with.
Cute.
Yes. But I would show them the pictures as they come up. So congratulations to all that stuff,
thanks.
Too. But
yeah,
a day off and a great art exhibit.
A little day off. You got to mix it up. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
That made me smile, for sure.
I guess I'm up. I guess what came to mind when you said that it was just the dynamic of my life is it makes me smile. Like that we live in a time that we can like fly somewhere. You know, like I guess by the time this gets released, I'm surprising my wife on for her birthday, her 40th birthday, and that we're gonna hop up to Portland for a day and a half.
Like, awesome!
Like you know what I mean? Like you can, like that. We live in a time that you can do that, or we can be in Holland in one day, or we can go to see my folks in San Luis Obispo. I think that just the dynamic of life is amazing. I mean, we kind of like adventure, but just to appreciate the time in history we're in, just to, like to. Like it's really like it's pretty new. It used to take like 6 months to get to
it's
Europe.
Like godlike power almost,
six,
you know?
Yeah, 6 months of your life to go to Europe.
Teleporting to
Portland. So I don't know. I mean, it's pretty amazing that we can explore the earth in this way. And you know, and it's a little unsettling too because people move and people you love leave a lot. But, you know, also just the dynamic of our life is pretty insane. We just live all over the joint. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, super cool.
All right, here. And Mark, if you're listening, hope you're having fun in Monterey with the family.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. So have a great week or so, and I'll catch you guys on the flip side. We are the Dad Timeout Show, and
yes,
we are out of here.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour. Hehehehe